Donald Trump, the President of the United States, to you and me. He's in the news again. Of course he is. The New York Times is reporting one of his deputies discussed wearing a wire, a tape in other words, to record conversations with the President, and has been recruiting cabinet members in an attempt to oust Trump from office. Let's get more from LBC's very own US correspondent, Simon Marks.
There must be something about Fridays, Andrew. They must always want me to make an appearance with breaking news on your programme, because we're doing it again. In the last couple of hours, the New York Times has published this explosive story claiming that the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, suggested last year that he might secretly record President Trump in the White House, and also suggested that he might be able to plot with members of President Trump's cabinet to oust the president from power. So concerned was he about the president's decision to fire the FBI director James Comey last year, and about the president's behavior in the immediate aftermath of that firing. Now, Mr. Rosenstein is insisting that this story is wrong. The New York Times' story, he said in a statement, is inaccurate and factually incorrect. I will not further comment on a story based on anonymous sources who are obviously biased against the department, the Justice Department, that is, and are advancing their own personal agenda. So what kind of personal agenda might those people be advancing? Well, Rod Rosenstein, as the Deputy Attorney General, is the boss of Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor probing ties between President Trump's election campaign and the Russians. And we know that this story has appeared in the New York Times, just as we are learning that President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is cooperating with Robert Mueller's inquiry and has spent many hours reportedly telling Robert Mueller everything that he knows about President Trump's relationship with the Russians, and particularly ties between the president's businesses and the Russians. If, over the next few hours, Donald Trump does what many of his prominent supporters are urging him to do now, and he fires the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, that could spark a constitutional crisis, because it would allow the president to replace Mr. Rosenstein with a more pliant official who may in turn then fire Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, in a bid to head off his investigation. We're heading into potentially a very dramatic weekend here.
And just finally, Simon, will Trump be concerned by this report, or will he say fake news?
Well, I mean, it's very interesting. Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., and, you know, usually the Trumps are the first to say the New York Times is the failing New York Times and that it's trafficking in fake news. He's indicated on Twitter that he believes this report. It's further substance behind reports that there's a deep state at work trying to undermine his father's presidency. If Donald Trump seizes on this and uses it as a pretext to get rid of the Deputy Attorney General and then in turn to try and shut down the Robert Mueller probe, we're sailing into uncharted waters.
Very interesting. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. It's quite right what Simon says. There's barely a Friday goes past without yet another major story breaking in the United States. Long may it continue. As a journalist, I love it. And I tell you what I think about Donald Trump. I might not like him, but he ain't going anywhere anytime soon.